nothing here. We rang around here for, I don't know, about 10 years, I guess, trying to get an airport built out there. And they started out with a handful of money and found out they had to have a trunk full of money before they ever got through. And still, now it's not adequate for the supersonic and the super planes land here. I think they can, in an emergency, they might make it.
Mm-hmm.
But they got a big hazard. We had two planes crash on the north side of the airport because of dense woods over there. And instead of buying that property and then cutting those trees down so they can see the people, see at low altitude, can see the port.
Mm-hmm.
And if the instruments happen not to be working, they can't see the port.
Mm.
Two of them crashed in within about 6 days of each other.
What did you call a two-door car that has just one bench seat? It doesn't have a place to sit in the back at all, just one bench seat, a two-door car.
And they call them coupes, that's all.
Uh-huh.
That's a coupe.
What?
That used to be a coupe. I don't know. They call these others coupes, but I don't know why they do. But then they do. But if you have bucket seats, it's a sports car.
Uh huh. What if you have two bench seats, but still just two doors?
Well, you have a two-door sedan.
Okay.
Well, now they call them two-door coupes.
What did you think of a coupe as? Just having one bench seat?
What's that?
A coupe ought to have just one bench seat.
Just got one seat. That's
the
pickup has a bed in back to haul things in. The coupe has only had a trunk back there.
It only has a what?
Trunk.
Uh-huh. What do you call a four-door car?
Sedan.
And on the car, the thing that if you can lock it in most cars, it's a covered up thing where you can stick maps or something like that in.
Glove compartment.
And the place in front of the driver, there'll be a place where there's a lot of the gadgets, the different gauges and so forth. You call that area the
instrument panel.
Okay. What about the thing that goes all the way across?
Dashboard.
And the kind of car that's got a space to sit in the back. Lots of times big families will get these. You can, besides the front seat and the back seat, the children can sit.
They were limousines.
Uh-huh.
They had them little jump seats back then. And they don't, I don't think they make them anymore. Yes, they do. They make them for these big executive cars, like. And they do have that where they can keep a group of people together. I guess it's still a limousine.
What do you call the ones that have the tailgate that you can let down or
lift gate?
Or the kind of car that's got a tailgate in the back and you can put the luggage.
A truck. Oh, I mean, put the luggage. Now, wait a minute, you got mixed up. I wouldn't.
A car that's got, not a limousine or anything really fancy, just a car a four-door car.
Yeah.
It's got a front seat and back seat. And then beyond the back seat, there's a space and a tailgate, and you can roll it down or pull it down and put luggage back there.
The only one I've ever seen, you lift the trunk lid up.
Well, what about a town car or station wagon or
a station wagon is you can leave